watching me.
Ah, Rockwell. We hardly knew ye.
Who's watching?
Yep. All right. Evan McMullen is joining us right now by telephonic device, which is, by the way, Evan, I would like to point out, is being monitored right now and taped. So just so you're aware of that.
It's a two-party consent state here in Illinois.
Just letting you know. Evan McMullen ran for president of the United States as an independent in the fall and was a guy that a lot of the Never Trump folks thought would be a good conservative alternative to Donald Trump. But and one of the things that people pointed to you as an impressive piece of who Evan McMullen is you were a CIA operative for many years of your career and an American hero. And so people thought, well, this is now that's the kind of guy we can get behind a guy like that. And I will just ask you what I just asked Mike Rogers a few minutes ago, which is when you woke up on Saturday morning and you saw this story, what was your initial reaction?
Oh, shock. And it's hard to imagine being shocked anymore after we've heard so much from President Trump, even before his presidency. But I was shocked. I think this is yet another low. I mean, we've heard that and said that so many times over the last several months, those of us who are concerned by Donald Trump in for a variety of ways. But look, no matter what party you're on, attacking a prior president, even if it is one of another party, and accusing him or her of carrying out the kind of conspiracy operation that Trump has accused President Obama of, I think is harmful to our democracy. I mean, first of all, it's just very, very, very unlikely that what Donald Trump says happened, and we can get into details about why I think that, but it matters when you're the president of the United States. Things that you say matter. And when you accuse a former president of really what would be an incredible conspiracy and abuse of government power, then you really have got to be correct about it. And I just don't think that's the case here.
And so give us your rationale for why this doesn't make sense.
Well, look, there's a process. But when the government wants to carry out a wiretap like this, as they're calling it, there's a court. And so usually it's the FBI or the NSA, and they prepare an application to the court that says, we want to tap so-and-so's number because they're a foreign power or they're an agent of a foreign power, and we need this information because it's critical to an investigation. And then there's some back and forth between the agency and the court. And then eventually the court says we're inclined to rule in favor or against this or with some modifications or whatever it is. And then the agency can submit a final application. The ruling is finalized and then off they go with some check-ins. And then it's implemented by people, by national security people, law enforcement officers. And so the idea that a president could just decide to bypass that whole system and start tapping President Trump's phone or others associated with him is just really, really a fantasy. It would be a large conspiracy. It would involve a number of different people. It would probably leak very quickly. It's just hard to imagine that that's the case. So the other possibility is that there actually was a proper application to the FISA court and it was approved. But if that's the case, that doesn't reflect very positively on the president, on President Trump, because you have to provide evidence that there is a reason to believe that an American is acting on behalf of a foreign power. So either way, I think this is highly problematic for President Trump. I wish he wouldn't have gone down this road. My understanding is that he was riled up about an article in Breitbart, which is a far-right, often conspiratorial publication, and to think the man who has more access to more information than anyone else in the world is relying upon and being agitated and excited about an article in Breitbart, I think is really concerning.
Right.
So there are several reports out there. I'm sure you've seen them, that the FBI director, James Comey, asked the Justice Department over the weekend, publicly reject this, put it out there, let's get in front of it. That didn't happen. How do you think this will come to an end? Will we see evidence or an investigation of this? If you could predict where this goes from here, what do you think?
Well, I wish that it would just sort of be dismissed as something, another crazy thing that President Trump says. But I've been disappointed to see that Republicans in at least the House of Representatives are saying that they're gonna pursue this. And again, this is based on a Breitbart and other sort of conspiratorial far right voices. No substantiation whatsoever. But they're gonna pursue this investigation. In fact, they seem more eager to pursue this investigation than they do an investigation of Russia's efforts to undermine our democracy. And that's troubling. I mean, there's actual evidence there that happened. I mean, a lot of it happened overtly, right in the open. And that needs to be investigated. That is a deep, deep problem that we need to get our heads around in this country. And they seem to be dragging their feet investigating that. But Donald Trump says some wild conspiratorial fantasy via Twitter over the weekend, and they're ready to investigate that.
Well, Devin Nunes, who you're referring to here, is the House Intelligence Committee chairman, is the guy that yesterday was saying that the House committee will make inquiries into this investigation. And one of the focus points of the Intelligence Committee's investigation into the U.S. government's response to actions taken by Russian intelligence agents during the presidential campaign. So looking at this writ large. Now, Mike Rogers, who used to chair that committee, said to us that this piece of the puzzle, whether or not that Barack Obama or the Obama administration targeted and tapped the wires of Donald Trump, can be answered in 30 minutes. That's easy. You get the FBI director in, you get the DN, you get the and also at the Justice Department, you get the Attorney General, and then you get the person who's the head of clandestine service for the FBI, and you go, hey, yes, no, did you do it? And then they go, no, we didn't do it. And that's it. It's over.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you can go directly to the court, or if the court was involved, if the court wasn't involved, then you go to the security services, you can get a result. But part of the problem here I see is that it's not only Nunes, but it's also Jason Chaffetz. And they're sort of treating this as though Trump's tweets over the weekend are on par with the Russians' influence of our election.
Why do you think that's true, Evan?
Well, because they're saying, well, yes, this needs to be a part of the investigation. We're going to work it in, and it's going to be a part of it. No, this has no legitimacy unless Donald Trump can provide some substantiation for this, because it's just so unlikely. On a practical level, it's darn near impossible for a president to do this, because so many people are required to carry something like this out that it's just not practically possible to happen. And I think if Donald Trump understood more about the way national security works, about the way these things work in the government, then he would know that to make a claim like that, is going to be hard to be found credible. But I'll tell you, I don't think that's what he cares about. I think what he's doing here is he realizes that there's increasing evidence that his associates and his advisors are hiding ties to the Russian government, and there's increasing pressure for more investigation of that. And he's trying to deflect and undermine the credibility of those investigations and of those voices calling for more investigation.
Evan, if that is in fact the case, that's the dumbest way to do it, because he just threw more gasoline on that fire. Whereas things could be turning here. And if he gets some legislative wins, if he starts to move in the way that I think most Republicans, I mean, you're a Republican, you're an independent technically when you ran for president, but you're a Republican, right?
Right.
So you would support, I would imagine, a lot of the economic things that he's been talking about, some of the border security things that are things that the people who voted for him want him to do. And this all serves as a distraction. I have 20 seconds left here, so I'm just going to ask you very quickly. Does the rewrite of the travel ban as it has been presented today, is it more workable than the original travel ban, and will it make America safer?
It's more legally and politically palatable, but I would stress that we need to make sure that we remain a country that's open to people of all different backgrounds. And then lastly, I would say, yes, I support some of Donald Trump's policy initiatives, but that we should not have to trade conservative policy wins for the erosion of our democratic ideals, norms, and institutions. That we must protect.
Excellent point. Thank you very much, Evan McMullen. the man who would be president, but not today. Maybe someday in the future.
Sometime soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the time.
All right.
The president tweeting, by the way, in the last half hour several times, mostly changing the subject to jobs, manufacturing, and billions in investment in the U.S.
So he did. No reference to the other stuff.
No reference to the other stuff, but four tweets in the last half hour. So.
Did he mention Violetta Pottermedic with the WGN Trouble Spot?
Nope.